Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better.
Okay, today I'm going to give you a little lesson that I hope will really encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Let's get started. You know, there are several messages in the Scriptures. For instance, the message of the cross, 1 Corinthians 1:18, that says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." And then the message of love, 1 John 3:11, which says, "For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another." Of course, most of us, if not all, are familiar with these because Jesus both did and spoke them. But there is one message which the disciples heard, at least they said they did, but which was not passed to us in any of the Gospels. In fact, it's nowhere else explicitly in the Bible except possibly Revelations 21:23. Now, this specific message is implied strongly throughout the Word, but in only one verse do we receive explicitly this glorious nugget of eternal truth. That's 1 John 1:5. It says, "This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." So, why, I wonder? Maybe you do too. Did no other disciple present this to us, and why did it take John most of his life to get around to it? Well, possibly because it presents a radical truth that even the post-Calvary church back then and today struggles with and stumbles over. It's the stink of sin. That's what I call it. Well, theologically, we can easily get on board with this message, but hold on, the message continues. 1 John 1:6 and 7 say, "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses," also means is continually cleansing us from all sin. And here is where we, as a church, can get on a tangent. Because of the blood of Christ, God sees us as sinless. After all, we are in Christ and he in us. But we also have a flesh body that is dead, according to Scripture, in sin, and is constantly trying to influence us. 1 John 1:8 says, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." Dave Guzik says, "John introduced the ideas of walking in the light and being cleansed from sin, but he did not for a moment believe that a Christian can become sinlessly perfect. To say that we have no sin puts us in a dangerous place, because God's grace and mercy is extended to sinners, not to, quote, those who are, well, we just make mistakes, or I'm only human, or no one is perfect kind of people, but sinners. We need to realize the victory and forgiveness that comes from saying, I am a sinner, even a great sinner, but I have a Savior who cleanses me from all sin. I'll add, cleansed me from all sin." Check out the Apostle Paul's admission. This is from 1 Timothy 1:15. He says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am Chief! Note the present tense. Yes, our dead flesh has sin in it all the time. It's not free from sin, and then sinful, and then free from sin, and then sinful, back and forth endlessly. It's full of sin all the time. But it is dead. You, however, you are alive in Christ. You have been freed from that body of sin by faith, trust, and one day soon you will be completely new. You will have a completely new body that is also sinless, a gift from God. Quote, our sins are not forgiven because we confess. If this were the case, if forgiveness for a sin could only come where there was a confession, then we would all be damned, because it would be impossible for us to confess every sin we ever commit. We are forgiven because our punishment was put upon Jesus. We are cleansed by His blood. However, confession is still vital to maintain relationship with God. And this is the context of which from which John the Apostle speaks. As God convicts us of sin that is hindering our fellowship with Him, we must confess it and receive forgiveness and cleansing for our relationship with God to continue without hindrance. That's again from Dave Guzik. Yes, the body of flesh is effectively already dead because of sin, but we can allow its putrefaction, so to speak, to get its stink on us and hinder our fellowship with God. That's when we let the flesh lead us. Oh, we are still saved because our debt is forever paid, but with confession comes a fresh trust of His forgiveness and a cleansing from all that stink. You can think of it this way. The blood of Christ cleansed us and cleanses past, present, and future us from all sin. It's a done deal forever. And as needed, confession when we fall short, that includes repentance, cleanses us from the stink so we can enjoy our relationship with God, and He can too, even now that Christ's blood provided. Finally, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the stink. That's 1 John 1:9. Don't let that dead, stinking flesh guide you. Be freed from sin. Be cleansed as needed, and learn to a greater and greater degree to walk in the light. See, God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust Him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of His grace today.